I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 671, Gagging Jesus. Now, that title can be taken a couple of different ways. It could mean that Jesus is gagging. Perhaps when he views the sad state of the world today, or the way his own people don't look or act much like he does. But that's not the meaning. I'm talking today about our sometimes subconscious and sometimes intentional desire to gag Jesus, to stop him from saying what he is saying so that we don't have to be doing what he did. Comprende? This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love others, and the way we know to do that is by looking at how Jesus loved the Father and loved others. Years ago, I preached a sermon series titled, Things We Wish Jesus Hadn't Said. And last week, I found a book with that same kind of title. It was titled, Gagging Jesus, Things We Wish He Hadn't Said. I think I'll give a few days on the podcast to pick a couple of topics that fall into that category. Today, let's just introduce this uncomfortable concept and kind of own it a bit. Give me about 5 minutes to slow down, tell you a story, share a thought, hear a portion of God's Word, ask you a great question, pray with you, and close with a challenge. Phil Moore, in his book, Gagging Jesus, begins with this. Jesus of Nazareth wasn't afraid to tell it like it is. Those who claim to follow him, on the other hand, often are. If we're not careful, we can settle for a tamed and domesticated Jesus, a gagged and bound Jesus, a wouldn't say boo to a goose Jesus, a Jesus of our own making. But he isn't the real Jesus. If you have ever suspected that Jesus wasn't crucified for acting like a respectable vicar in a pair of socks and sandals, then this book is for you. People have been trying to gag Jesus for 2,000 years. They've tried to set him on their knee like a ventriloquist dummy and turn him into a spokesman for their own cause. You can tell how successful they have been from the fact that the gagged and bound Jesus is very popular. He never ruffles feathers because he says exactly what we want to hear. I think Phil is on to something. I'd say it this way, however. We all want Jesus to be like us more than we want to be like him. So we remake Jesus into our image instead of letting the gospel chips fall where they may so the Holy Spirit can make us into his. We see this everywhere. The communists tried to gag Jesus by saying he's just like us. And capitalists do the same, and so do people on the political left and right today. Adolf Hitler twisted Jesus for his own evil purposes. Adolf Hitler said that Jesus led the fight for the world against the Jewish poison. It was for this that he had shed his blood upon the cross. Wow. And of course, the Muslims want to gag Jesus by making him just a prophet. But it's not just those people out there who do it. It's the church, too. We all have a tendency to lift high the sayings of Jesus that we like and then minimize the ones that we don't, the ones that don't fit our theology or our lifestyle or our politics. You know, the early church was known for caring for the unborn, the authority of Scripture, sexual purity, and those on the right say, yes. But the church was also known for caring for the poor and the immigrant and justice, and those on the left say, yes. Jesus was not a Republican or a Democrat. Let's not gag Jesus to make him like us. Let's try to be like him. Here's the great question. What is one thing Jesus said that makes you the most uncomfortable, and why? Let's pray. Lord, we want to hear all that you have to say. You've proclaimed to us that if we love you, we will keep your commandments. To walk like you did, to avoid sin, we must be willing, Lord, to hear the hard words that you tell us so that you can transform us to be more like you. Help us not to try to make you like us. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 672. In the meantime, Phil Moore wrote, Matthew was a greedy tax collector until he met the ungagged Jesus. Peter and John were simple fishermen. Luke was a typical pagan. Instead of trying to gag Jesus and force him to say what they wanted to hear, they had the humility to listen. When they did, they found that his teaching changed everything. Here's my challenge. If you want to ungag Jesus, how about if we begin by reading Jesus? The Sermon on the Mount is where to start. Read it all the way through, and don't read it with your own political lens in mind. Just hear what Jesus has to say, as uncomfortable as it might be. Tomorrow, a more concrete example of gagging Jesus.